Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Sausage Cookbook Volume 1 by Julie Hatfield is a practical home cooking guide focused on making sausages from scratch. Positioned as an accessible sausage-making cookbook rather than a highly technical meat science manual, it aims to show that homemade sausage can be affordable, customizable, and ingredient-controlled. The book centers on two broad categories, fresh sausages and cured sausages, with a substantial collection of recipes across both styles. It covers familiar and international-inspired options, encouraging readers to explore flavor profiles while keeping the process manageable for a home kitchen. Alongside recipes, the book emphasizes core workflow steps such as selecting meat, seasoning and mixing, and stuffing, and it introduces curing as a technique that home cooks can approach with care and basic guidance. Overall, the purpose is to demystify sausage making for beginners and hobbyists, offering variety and repetition that help readers build confidence through practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-friendly roadmap for making sausage at home. A central value of the book is that it frames sausage making as a repeatable kitchen process rather than a specialty reserved for professionals. The approach is oriented to home cooks who may be curious but intimidated by grinding, mixing, stuffing, and handling casings. By presenting sausage making as a sequence of manageable steps, the book helps readers understand the basic flow from raw meat to finished links or patties. This kind of guidance matters because early success in sausage making often depends on fundamentals like consistent seasoning, thorough mixing, and attention to texture. Even without emphasizing advanced equipment, the underlying message is practical: start with what you can manage, follow the recipe method closely, and improve through iteration. The book also supports learning by offering many recipes, which naturally reinforces technique. When a cook repeats the same core process across different flavor sets, the mechanics become familiar and the craft becomes less mysterious. For beginners, that combination of clear process orientation and lots of practice opportunities is often more useful than deep theory. Secondly, fresh sausage variety and flavor building through seasoning. The collection of fresh sausage recipes is designed to highlight how much variety can come from seasoning choices and meat selection. Fresh sausages are generally about immediate cooking and eating, so the focus shifts to building balanced flavor and a pleasing bite. In this book, readers can explore different seasoning directions, including classic and internationally inspired styles, which helps demonstrate a core principle of sausage-making: spice blends and herbs are not an afterthought. They define the identity of the sausage. The range of recipes also encourages experimentation with salt, aromatics, and heat levels to suit personal taste, while keeping the overall method consistent. Another practical takeaway is the flexibility of format. Fresh sausage can be shaped as links or used as bulk sausage, allowing home cooks to adapt recipes to their equipment and cooking plans. By providing many options within the fresh category, the book functions like a flavor toolkit, helping readers move from simply following recipes to understanding how to design their own combinations while still staying within a reliable process. Thirdly, using different meats to control cost, nutrition, and taste. Rather than limiting sausage making to one traditional meat, the book includes recipes using several common proteins such as pork, chicken, turkey, and beef. This matters for home cooks because the choice of meat affects not only flavor but also budget, availability, and dietary preference. Pork is often associated with classic sausage texture and richness, while poultry-based sausages may appeal to those seeking a lighter profile. Beef can bring deeper savory character and a different structure. By showing sausage making across multiple meats, the book reinforces the idea that sausage is a method as much as it is a product: grind or mince, season, mix, and shape. This flexibility supports practical household cooking, where shoppers may buy what is on sale or what is easiest to source. It also supports customization, since cooks can adjust seasonings to fit the natural strengths of each meat. The overall effect is to broaden the reader's sense of what homemade sausage can be, while keeping the process approachable and oriented toward everyday cooking decisions. Fourthly, an introduction to cured sausages and the mindset of patience. In addition to fresh sausage, the book includes a set of cured sausage recipes, widening the scope from immediate cooking to longer, technique-driven projects. Cured sausage making generally requires a different mindset: attention to procedure, respect for time, and a careful approach to handling and storage. Even when presented for home cooks, curing implies a step up in discipline compared to fresh sausage because the process is less forgiving and more dependent on following the method. By including cured recipes, the book invites readers to expand their skills beyond basic grinding and seasoning and into traditional styles associated with preserving and developing flavor. This also reflects a common motivation for DIY sausage makers, not only controlling ingredients, but also recreating distinctive products that may be expensive or hard to find. the presence of cured recipes alongside fresh ones helps readers progress gradually. After becoming comfortable with mixing and stuffing, a reader can attempt curing projects with greater confidence. Using the book as a structured entry point, rather than trying to assemble a method from scattered sources. Lastly, ingredient control and homemade quality as the guiding purpose. A recurring rationale for home sausage making is control over the quality of meat, the freshness of spices, and the overall ingredient list. The book emphasizes that when you make sausage yourself, you can choose what goes in and what stays out, while also tailoring flavors to your preferences. For many readers, this is not only a culinary advantage, but also a practical one, since homemade batches can be cost-effective compared to specialty store sausages. The recipe-heavy structure reinforces this purpose by giving readers numerous options that can fit different meals and occasions. At the same time, the book encourages variety without requiring the reader to reinvent technique each time. That makes homemade sausage feel like a sustainable habit rather than a one-time experiment. The broader theme is empowerment. Once a cook understands the basic workflow, they can produce reliable results and adjust seasonings or meat choices as needed. In that way, the book functions as both a recipe collection and a confidence builder for cooks who want better transparency and personalization in their everyday food. In conclusion, this book best suits home cooks who want to make sausages with familiar kitchen skills and a clear set of recipes to guide them. Beginners will benefit from the straightforward, repeatable structure many recipes built on the same core process, which helps technique improve naturally with each batch. Curious hobbyists and sausage enthusiasts will also appreciate that the book spans both fresh and cured styles, letting them start with quick cook options and then move toward more involved projects when ready. The practical benefits are immediate greater control over ingredients, the ability to adjust salt and spice to taste, and a wider range of flavors than what many grocery stores carry. The variety of meats used across the recipes also makes the book adaptable to budgets and preferences, whether a reader wants traditional richness or lighter alternatives. Compared to more technical sausage-making references, this title stands out for accessibility and breadth within a compact recipe-forward format. It is positioned less as a deep dive into meat science and more as a usable home cookbook that encourages consistent practice. Readers who want an approachable entry into sausage-making with plenty of options to keep the learning process interesting are the most likely to get strong value from it. If you would like to support Julie Hatfield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.